Coming up on Minnesota Native News, President Obama puts a Native American leader from Minnesota on a national task force. We'll tell you who it is. A traditional dance that typically symbolizes friendship sparks controversy at the Mall of America. And learn about a program helping Native Americans looking to buy a home.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. President Obama appointed two Native Americans to serve on a new national task force, and one of the two is from right here in Minnesota. Karen Diver is the first female to head the Fond du Lac Band of Ojibwe. Now she's also going to serve on President Obama's task force to deal with climate change. The president recently announced what he calls the Task Force on Climate Preparedness and Resilience. The group will help communities like Fond du Lac prepare for extreme weather conditions like the 2012 floods. Diver says she's learned a lot when the high water forced many on her reservation to leave their homes.
I think for Fond du Lac, one of the things that we learned was that the status quo is not going to suffice in terms of keeping our communities ready.
The task force will also look at ways communities can reduce their carbon footprint, something Fond du Lac is already doing. Some examples include making schools and commercial buildings more energy efficient, installing solar panels on homes, and putting locally grown foods in school lunches. The tribe is also relying on its elders to help make decisions about the environment and how to protect it. Diver wants to make sure the federal government understands that climate changes and natural disasters have a different impact on Native Americans.
I think one of the things that impacts Native communities that's a little different than others is we have treaty-based homelands. We can't pick up and move our reservations if it no longer supports the habitat that we're used to having access to.
The president's task force on climate change will make their recommendations early next fall. Diver says she intends to focus on the importance of natural resources. Typically, a round dance is meant to inspire friendship. Instead, it caused a controversy at the Mall of America that resulted in two arrests. Idle No More, a group that says it exists to bring attention to indigenous rights and environmental causes, tried to hold a round dance at the Mall of America on January 1st, but mall security wouldn't allow members to enter the building. Police arrested two women who refused to leave mall property. Mall officials had warned the group that police would arrest anyone who brought a hand drum or tried to perform a dance in the mall. That's because last year more than 1,000 people participated in the dance. The mall says last year's event was extremely disruptive and broke mall policy, which prohibits political protests. Idle No More's Sarah Kelmanson says the group should have been allowed to hold the round dance.
But, you know, it has that rotunda area, so it has that open area right there. It's central location. It's warm. All communities go there. Last year went very well, and that's what they were hoping for this year, and didn't realize there would be such deep resistance like that.
In a press release, mall officials say the group also failed to get approval for the event, saying for safety reasons they require prior approval for any event. Idle No More organizers in Minnesota want to make the round dance an annual event and hope to work with mall staff and security to make that happen. Buying a home, considered to be a part of the American dream, can be difficult, especially for Native Americans, but one organization is helping more Natives to live that dream. BGWIN is a community development loan fund that offers home buying workshops, help for those wanting to save for college, and teaches Natives how to create and live within a budget. Anna Ross, the executive director, says Native Americans face unique challenges when it comes to saving.
Growing up on the reservation myself, I know that we're very community oriented, and if you are my second or third cousin and you needed something or you needed a place to stay or somebody in your family had passed away, I would give you the last, you know, dollar in my pocket or in my savings account. So there's kind of that not so much that mindset of myself, I need to save for myself and my future, but it's like, how do I help other people, you know, in my family and in my community?
Ross teaches home buying workshops specifically for Native people struggling to buy a home. She helps them with budgeting and repairing their credit. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.